gotta relax.
This is Mirth Radio. And now here's
the captain. I like it.
I just wanted to tell you, in case no one has told you lately, I love you.
Not only do they all want to have sex with me, but, you know, now they want to eat me afterwards.
I wanted to tell you, I think your comments are inappropriate, unnecessary. Very emotionally immature, though.
Oh, I say, good sir. Oh, harumph. Oh, bopa, dopa, bopa, bopa.
DJ, do me a favor. Just play good music, man. That's all we ask for. All this crap that you go on about and everything else is ridiculous. Get on with your life.
Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. Everybody's gonna die.
I almost did it. I almost barely came so close to doing it. My therapist has been telling me that one of the things I need to start doing, not just my actual talkie therapist, but my physical therapy for my back, tells me I need to get out and exercise more.
Yes.
Mild exercise, nothing too crazy, because I still need to recover and heal. But yeah, get out and exercise more. Spinny, Saturday, you invited me to go play disc golf.
That's correct.
I almost did it, man. I mean, really, no, I know what you're thinking. Like, oh, no, CJ always sleeps in. I almost did it. I set my alarm.
Yeah.
I snoozed it a bit.
Woke up.
I got out of bed.
Okay.
I let the dogs outside.
Good, good.
I so fed far. Them. I went to the shed and I found my stack of discs for disc golf. I Googled where y'all were playing at Circle C, which is close. I used to play at Mary Seawright, which is right down the road.
Okay.
And then I laid in bed and fell asleep.
Hey.
But it's the thought that counts. I came very close. Very, very close.
I was kind of bummed because I actually ended up skipping as well because I could not fall asleep that night. So I was like, man, I don't want my whole weekend to get ruined. So I'm just going to try to sleep. You know.
So both of us skipped out on exercise and disc golf. But yeah. I do want to say, please invite me again if you'll go do this.
Absolutely.
Especially since I don't know what happened, but you know, our coworker Chewy, a bunch of listeners have suddenly got really into disc golf.
Yeah.
Which is great because they're all gamer dudes, so it's nice to see him getting out of the house.
Dude, he texted me this morning. He was wanting to go this morning, too. I just had to sleep.
It's that addiction. I'm telling you, it's fun. It's way too hot, but if you get up early enough, and if you find one of those courses like Mary Seawright or Circle C where there's a lot of trees and it's really shaded, it's not as bad. But yeah, please invite me again because I want to get the exercise. I want to do this. And plus, since everyone's so new, I don't want to start playing a month later when everyone's kind of figured it out and they're really good.
You just want to school us all, don't you?
No.
All that latent technique that you've had in the past is going to come right back.
I'm going to start going to Ditch Falk Field and just like practicing, just throwing as best I can. But
schooling us.
I almost did it. I almost did it. And I promise you sometime soon, probably not this weekend, but sometime.
Proud of you.
I will get out there and do it. I'll make it. I'll disc golf. Ice cream and soda? Gross? Oh, hell no. Today is National Ice Cream Soda Day.
Yeah.
Yes, a delicious thing that was invented actually on accident, according to legend. A guy named Robert McKay Green had a business that sold shaved ice, so snow cones, shaved ice. It was in 1874 in Philadelphia, and he ran out of something for his treats, so he began substituting ice cream. And people absolutely loved it. They say he's the originator of the ice cream soda. And ever since then, on this day, we celebrate ice cream sodas. How do you do that? Dude, you get some ice cream, you get your favorite soda, and you combine them. Delicious.
I didn't realize people were doing this with more than just root beer.
That's where I'm going to get a little controversial. I'm going to be a bit of a jerk here. I don't like ice cream sodas. There is one and one only, and that is a root beer float.
Hey, man, I've never tried a Coke float or a Dr. Pepper one. You know what I mean? Like, that's never occurred to me for some
reason. There's this place in my hometown that it's kind of one of those little hot dog shacks. You drive up, a really good place. But they do that. They do Dr. Pepper and chocolate ice cream floats, strawberry with Coca-Cola. No, no, no. There is one and one only. It's vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
Maybe vanilla bean if you want to get a little crazy, but that could be too sweet. And just some good old-fashioned A&W root beer.
Mm.
That, my friend, is an ice cream soda.
I
it's
love
all it.
It
is. And root beer floats. Root beer floats, no more. Now, if you want to go with an actual cream soda, maybe I can see that.
What
maybe
about
I'll,
a Big Red?
I'll let you do that. A Big Red? Now you're getting crazy. But that's also a thing that exists. People say that Big Red with vanilla ice cream, absolutely delicious. I'm calling BS on National Ice Cream Soda Day. The only way you celebrate this accidental creation is with root beer and vanilla ice
cream. So for today, you brought us ice cream and root beer, right? For celebrate as a show.
Let's see. We have some daytime NyQuil.
I'll just top that off.
And I got a can of Rambler.
I'll take it.
So
I
we can
care.
Do that. You know, it's actually, this is not fair. I should have thought of this. I should have prepared because now I'm really craving it because it is so delicious when you have that right mix where the ice cream's not completely melted but softened. Yeah. Mm.
And there's a little bit of the soda getting like kind of crunch, like sort of freezing up a little near the sides of the ice cream. And you're like, what's this?
Absolutely perfect. Back in the day, actually, not that long ago, but at the radio station, we give away lotto tickets. And one day, like, I won 30 or 40 and a few other people won. So I combined them. I went down the street to our Little Caesars, got us a bunch of hot and readies.
Yeah.
Then I went to Walmart and I was like, oh, we're going to have a root beer float party. So I got us a bunch of ice cream and root beer stuff, but they didn't have enough. And so I had to set up upstairs and downstairs. Downstairs, all the fun promo kids. Upstairs, all the lame salespeople. But I accidentally got sugar-free ice cream.
Why would you do this?
I didn't do it on purpose. And
you got a lot of it, presumably.
Sugar-free ice cream and diet root beer combined tastes like absolute ass.
How do they make that?
So I do need to apologize to my coworkers.
Does it just taste like cream? Is it just like boring cream?
I don't know, man. You know, tell it to my diabetes when they're cutting off my toes. But hey, happy National Ice Cream Soda Day. Go out, get your root beer float. And if you know any places in Austin that serve up a good one in a mug that's frozen, let me know, baby. When is social media too much social media?
Well, I can think of a lot of examples.
So many
actually.
Examples. Even my sister, who doesn't get on the internet a lot, is actually going viral because she's doing stuff that people do, getting too addicted, too into social media. I even finally just up and deactivated my Facebook account.
Really?
I just can't take it anymore.
What?
So.
The CJ Morgan isn't going to be on Facebook?
Not for a while. And I'm so addicted to it that my thumb goes to a certain... Yeah. So what I've done is I've replaced that spot with an app that's called Lucid, which helps you like read books and philosophy and stuff like that.
Oh,
but
cute.
There's such an annoying saturation of people posting all the time.
Yeah. For example, I actually, about 20 minutes ago, looked on my Instagram, and do you guys know about Close Friend Story? Are you on anybody's Close Friend Story?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact,
you don't have to tell. I feel like friends. It's such a secret.
I do want to tell a good bad story about this in a minute. But
go on. So basically, for those of you that don't really use Instagram, Close Friend Story, you have your normal story where you post and it's 24 hours, it'll be up, whatever, and then it'll be deleted. But you also have a Close Friend Story where you pick specific people who are the only ones that can see your story.
Correct.
So, I have a friend. It's kind of weird. I knew her.
You have a close friend.
Well, I knew her in high school.
You're on the list.
I know. Yeah. I don't know why, though. I knew her in high school, and then we didn't really talk, and then she did a bunch of drugs, and then now she's, I don't know what she's doing, but now, for some reason, I just popped up on her close friends, and I was like, wait, I got accepted into this close friends thing? That's interesting. But she's pregnant. She got pregnant by her boyfriend this
year. Congrats, I guess.
Yeah, they weren't planning it at all, but I think she's gotten used to the idea because here we are. I look on Instagram and she's in the hospital about to give birth. And
so she's Instagramming from the bed.
Yes, she's literally laying in the bed talking about that she just got an epidural in and she can't feel the bottom anything from the waist down. And she's like, I have a catheter, or what is it called? She's like, I've got a catheter in me, and so I could be going to the bathroom right now, and I can't even feel
that's
it.
So
and
weird.
She's just like explaining this in like a hospital gown and stuff, and I'm like,
surely.
Is she giving birth right now?
Like, that's just overposting, even though it's in close friends. And what's funny about that is when I had my last epidural, whenever I did my snort of the pain stuff, they told me, they said, hey, put your phone away. You know, they like the nurses.
Yeah,
encourage you to not say something dumb or do something weird.
Right.
My little sister is going kind of viral on TikTok. She basically just has an account to look at stuff, and so my nephew can look at stuff too without... She doesn't want him having his own thing. But anyhow, my older nephew, her stepson, he's 20, 21 now. And her TikTok popping off that I don't know why she posted this, and maybe it's overposting. He went to jail.
Oh.
It wasn't too serious. I think it was for warrants for not paying stuff. But anyhow, when she went to pick him up out of jail, she TikToked him coming out of the place.
Why?
I don't know why.
And why is it going viral?
Because I guess people are excited about it. Do they think
he's hot or something? Because that's always a thing where like hot mugshots go viral for some reason.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's that. I think it's just the novelty of... Here's my picking up my stepson from jail.
Oh, not a mama, I'm in love with a criminal situation.
No, I hope not. But it's just like, dude, you've always been really good about not oversharing or overposting on social media. And then here you go, showing your stepson.
Yeah.
It's just like, what if family members think? That's embarrassing.
I'm trying to think of like other examples too, besides like jail. I've seen a lot of jail TikToks. That's kind of oversharing on social media. And then like in the middle of giving birth, that's pretty wild. I feel like another inappropriate one would be like right after you go to court for like a divorce or something, and you like sign the papers. Like,
yeah, bitch.
Yeah, and you like take a selfie with a duck face and a peace sign. You're like, just got divorced.
Not just that, but like public fighting. When people are like, there's a girl I know that her and her ex got in a huge public fight, and it's all over both of their Facebooks. And then like now they're back together, and it's like,
we all are invested. We know you both are terrible people.
It's oversharing. You don't need to do that.
I've seen some pictures shared online. This is more than one instance. Like someone at a relative's funeral taking a selfie with an open open casket. Yeah.
There's a girl that went viral from that recently. And it was a whole debate.
This is at least a few years old, seeing one of these early. And they have a little caption from like an Instagram.
Casket.
Well, yeah, like there's Peepaw or my grandpa, rest in peace, or something. And people are always like, man, what the hell? Usually the commenting on those, like, man, just pay your respects and leave.
Know when to put the phone down. That's the lesson of all this.
It's Monday. Let's find out where to take a dip.
Matt's here. School's out for summer, and yes, it is hot. It's miserable. Where do we go swimming?
Well, you know, for school's out for summer, I'm trying to find different things. And every Monday, I'm trying to look at places to go swimming. Last week, we talked about Deep Eddy, which is kind of, you know, concrete bottom, really nice. And then I thought, let's look at some kind of natural swimming holes. And if you want to go south... Blue Hole. Are you familiar with Blue Hole in Wimberley?
Yes, I am. I tried when I was in Wimberley. We tried to get in, but I guess you have to have reservations. And we waited till the day of.
And something I'm going to tell you about all of the swimming holes around here is
Krause Springs, all that.
Everything requires a reservation now. We have so many people in the Central Texas area now that if they don't do the reservations, they get overrun. And the other thing is, these are all kind of natural swimming holes. They found out that there was erosion problems. There was trash problems.
Or people just with suntan lotion on the things that are bad for the water.
Exactly. So they are limiting basically entry to pretty much all of the natural spring. But I thought what I would talk about is in Wimberley, Blue Hole. One of the reasons is that it's got plenty of places for people to sit who don't like to be in the water. Okay. And that's kind of important for whenever you're planning water trips. I know that sounds bizarre to people, probably us in the room, because I'm going swimming, I'm getting in the water. But
you got family members that just want to read.
Right. I have a sister who will not get into natural water. If she can't see her feet or she thinks there's fish in there, she will not get in.
My fiance is very similar, does not like getting in water, does not like getting in ocean. And the time I finally convinced her to get in the ocean with me, I'm carrying her, I'm holding her up. As I'm turning around, we see a giant black fin coming by, and she goes, shark, shark, and she won't, no more, ruin that. But anyhow, Blue Hole isn't going to have any shark. Even though they might have fish that nip your feet. Tell us more.
Well, let's be careful about this because I want to be specific. We'll talk about Blue Hole Georgetown on another date, but there's Blue Hole Wimberley. And that's what we're talking about here. And people do get confused sometimes. This is tree covered. It is gorgeous. There are rope swings. which are a blast because I love getting hurt, and it's a great way to do
or
it.
Or watching other people.
Watching other people get hurt. You can make a reservation, and I would say get a reservation ASAP. You can get 75% of a, as long as you cancel a week in advance, you can get 75% refunded to you. If you can't cancel after that, they don't refund the money.
How much is it? It's not that much, is it?
It's gotten more expensive over the years. Okay. It's $12 for an adult now.
Oh, that's not as bad as I was thinking. Yeah.
No. But it used to be, I remember, like, it was like $3 a long time ago.
Sure.
Kids are $6. Obviously, there's if you're a Wimberley resident, it's much cheaper. Military, senior, stuff like that, you can get discounts. Inclement weather policy. If lightning comes up in the 10-mile radius, they close the park for like 30 minutes, and they close for 2 hours. If it's closed for more than 2 hours, they'll refund your money.
What do they do if there's a giant Snickers floating in the pool?
First person eat it wins.
Yeah,
bobbing for Snickers.
It's the swim season just opened up, and like I said, you can get reservations during the week. They're pretty easy
to get. No one's
going to
be there, yeah.
If you want them on the weekend, you're looking. I think it's August is one of the first ones I saw that was available.
Damn.
It's out there quite a bit. But, you know, take a day off of work, take the kids, or if you don't have kids, good for you. But just run out there by yourself. It's really fun. It's really nice. The fact that this hole is covered and surrounded by trees, there's so much shade. So
it's
blistering hot like this, it makes for a much nicer afternoon. How to find it? Well, just go to the City of Wimberley's website.
So just drive to Wimberley, dumbass.
Yeah. Or, I mean, the easiest thing is everybody out there knows how to use Google. Yeah, just be careful. Don't put in just blue hole because you could get one of the wrong pools. You want to put in Wimberley.
Yeah, blue waffle.
And it'll take... Yes, Wimberley blue waffle. Don't do that. And then you can find the online catalog where you can make a reservation. Go and have a good time.
Woohoo!
Making your drive home a little weirder. CJ Morgan on 101X.
Finally ordered something off the secret menu.
You look fat as
I'm getting very concerned with the integrity of our organization here.
CJ.
You have gained, 50 pounds of fat. The man is carrying around trash bags filled with Mexican foods.
CJ is fat!
So I always get the same thing wherever I go. I think a lot of people do that. But recently went to Alamo Draft House. And they do, not necessarily secret menu, but they do specialty menus, usually revolving around the specific movie you're seeing. But this weekend, when I went to see Top Gun, which we'll talk about later in the Nerd Report, this weekend I ate off their specialty menu instead of getting my usual. Spinny, this stuff is going to blow your freaking mind.
What do you usually get, like a pitcher of beer? That's about it.
Really making fun of my alcoholism and my obesity,
I'm sorry,
aren't you?
Man. I'm trying to...
daggers!
Trying to divert from how much I drank last night.
That's true. We're all just...
I'm a bad person.
Deflecting. No, usually unsweet iced tea, because they have really good tea.
Yes,
very
agreed.
Delicious. And buffalo cauliflower.
Yum.
Is a good appetizer. And then I love their carnivore pizza. It's like salami, pepperoni, bacon.
Those pizzas slap, man. They're way better than they ought to be.
They're thin crust, too, so they don't fill you too much. But yeah, way better than they should.
Yeah.
I remember early in the Alamo Draft House days that it was all just ass food.
Yeah.
Which was fine.
It got way better. It's just surprisingly good.
They hired chefs and they did stuff. Well... let's talk about what they have now on the secret menu if you're going to be popping by Alamo Draft House. First and foremost, pizza. They have a new spicy buffalo pizza.
Secret pizza.
It's everything you can think. It's buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of blue cheese. It's onions. It is delicious.
Where's the celery? They got any celery on there?
You know what? That's a smart idea.
How come no one adds that?
Little slices, because no one likes the damn
celery. Or the carrots,
The next thing they have, and I didn't get these because it was way too much, they have a chicken cordon bleu burger. So, look at this. It's fried chicken cordon bleu, but with cheese, special sauce, and fries. It's like a burger.
Looks like it might be all right.
The pickle fries they came out with a couple of months ago.
Man, those have been sold out every time I've gone.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Or they've run out, yeah.
They're the string thin ones, too. Absolutely delicious.
Did you try those?
I'm so jealous.
Damn it.
Really good. They have churro popcorn.
Oh!
Yes, popcorn.
Oh!
Little chunks of churro in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude.
Why are you
incredible.
Doing this to me?
Oh, you think that's sweet and savory and delicious?
Yes.
Pineapple upside down holes. It's fried chunks of donut holes combined with basically everything else you would make in a pineapple upside down cake.
This sounds lovely.
They also have an Alamo Bowl, which is just kind of like a Southwestern take on the classic Buddha Bowl. But they have something that is the best, the most incredible thing out of all these items. The one I actually dug into this weekend. They have street corn popcorn. It is a double dose of crispy, crunchy corn. Think about basically corn nuts in the regular popcorn, topped with lime, chili, cheese seasoning.
Oh, nice.
Crunchy spiced corn, clarified butter, cotija cheese,
yes,
and cilantro.
Yummy.
Out of this effing world.
Yeah, do you have to eat it with a spoon or a fork?
No, dude, I get real gross because I use my hands and then I lick them because I love all that. I love all the goo that settles at the bottom. My fiance hates it, but I sit there and I just soak in the goo. So for this episode of CJ's Fat, the lesson is go to Alamo Draft House and eat this stuff before it goes away, because you are going to abso-freaking-lutely love it. I was going to say, if you go, please say you heard it on the radio from CJ. That way, maybe they'll give it to me for free next
hook
time.
Hook you
around.
Up. Which one of those was for Top Gun Maverick?
They weren't for any of the movies.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's just a special random
secret
menu.
Wow.
Secret menu. Wow. There you go. CJ's Fat, and I proved it again this weekend. Every week, Matt Bearden and I bet on sports. The loser gets punished. Well, first, the loser has to drop a couple of Plinko chips on our punishment Plinko. And we have some new punishments today, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But first, Matt, I have to sincerely apologize for what I did to you
this
weekend.
Did I make you feel bad? Did I make you feel guilty?
You did.
I didn't mean to do that.
I was also in the wrong, and you were absolutely correct. What happened this weekend is Matt and I bet on the College World Series.
Right.
It was the primary thing that we discussed last week, and we put our bets on. And watching Texas baseball was absolutely frustrating. The bats went cold. The defense went bad. Like, they picked the worst time in the history of time to absolutely crap the bed. It was embarrassing.
The Longhorns had two different players that won National Player of the Year awards, one for defense, one for offense. They had just been killing it, and the wheels came off
absolutely
in Omaha. It was
very much the coach couldn't motivate them. The offensive player of the year, I forget his name, but there was a point last night when they played A&M where the bases, I think, were loaded, and you know they're getting beat pretty bad, but you know he strikes out. It was a bad call.
I don't know
if that pitch was a strike, because it was very low. It was controversial, but
it was tough.
But the wheels came off because they surged to get into the...
I had money riding on Friday. I have a friend who is a huge Notre Dame fan. Anytime Notre Dame and Longhorns meet up in any kind of sport, we're always at each other. And I really thought that the Longhorns would actually smear Notre Dame, because Notre Dame, I felt, kind of had no business in even being in the College World Series.
Sure, your quote was even Texas has too big a bats.
Yeah, and so in the middle of the game, when I am losing my mind, you tweet at me, hey, where are those big bats, Bearden, or something like that.
Yeah.
I write to you, and I wasn't really mad, but I was like, wow, this is
ass.
And I wrote to you, honestly, if I did this to you in the middle of a game that you cared about.
In the middle of a Mavericks game or Braves.
I was like, how would you respond?
Soccer.
And he just wrote back, I'm sorry.
He was absolutely right, because it's a dick move. And Matt knows me well enough to know that.
You're going
to
throw that phone, by the way.
Correct. Or if things start going bad, there are two things to this. One, I've watched enough of certain sports to know when the momentum and tide has changed enough to where it is not going to come back. And I get called a dick a lot for that when I say it's over. It's like, oh, this is classic CJ. But a lot of times I know. The other thing is sometimes I do that as a superstition, because I like to eat my words. I vent. I get frustrated.
Because
and
then
I
there's
bitch.
Nowhere but up to go.
There's nowhere but up to go. And then people are like, ha-ha, see that, CJ? They won. And I'm like, cool. I'm glad I will gladly eat my words.
Yes, except my team was getting smeared and there was no up to go.
I mean,
at that point,
they're our team, even though I went to Texas State, and Texas State did not go.
That being said, UT really lost, and I know that I'm a loser this week. It did not work out for me.
Let's check and see. First and foremost, as we know, Friday I tried to get Matt stuck in a trick question between the Celtics and Warriors. The Warriors had already won the NBA championship Thursday night. It was funny to see that Matt didn't even check or know that. However, he did pick the Warriors to win because the question was who will be crowned NBA champs by the time the show reconvenes. Had there been Game 7, it would have been last night. No chance. Matt did pick the Warriors to point Matt. So you already started out plus one.
Strong.
Next up, our next four games were the first round of the College World Series. I asked Stanford or Arkansas. Matt said Stanford because Stanford, again, they're ranked higher. They're just better. And, of course, they're a bunch of rich kids. No, Arkansas kicked the crap out of them.
Right.
Auburn or Ole Miss? Auburn, also ranked higher. Ole Miss, unranked. Ole Miss, 6-3 was the score. So another ding on Matt. OU took on A&M. Matt said, I hate to pick A&M, but I think A&M's going to give it to OU.
A&M's a much better team. Guess what?
They got beat by OU. Yes. Pretty bad, too, like 13-4.
Yeah. And then you asked...
Texas versus Notre Dame.
And I said it'll be the Texas Big Bats, and what happened?
Hold on really quick. I was specifically requested by the Bookout family to play this Texas song, the Texas fight song of our show, just for them. Texas taking on Notre Dame. The Big Bats got him to Omaha. The defense, the play, miraculous run they had this year, taking on a team, like you said, Matt, that shouldn't even be there. And they got the crap kicked out of them. Not good at all for Matt. This is a 4-1 loss in our bet, and we're going to return, and Matt's going to drop some Plinko chips. We're back at the sports bet punishment Plinko phase. You see, Matt and I do a sports bet every Friday. Matt knows nothing about sports, but he wins occasionally, but now on a pretty hefty losing streak, so he's going to drop two punishment Plinko chips, and you're going to decide what the punishment is. And we got some new punishments today. Are you excited?
Yeah, I see Pick Your Pony, which I'm guessing I pick anything off the board at that
point. Correct, which they still have to vote for. So, yeah, Pick Your Pony. You pick something off the board. Maybe a little easier thing.
I see Back Off, and I don't recognize Back Off.
Back Off is brand new, and what that involves is you shaving my back hair. As you can see, it's getting bad.
That doesn't seem that bad. It seems actually like a treat for both of us.
Thank you. Nice ASMR.
Hickey stick, I know. That's when you bring in your vacuum cleaner, and I give myself a hickey.
Correct.
Dong plong, I know, and that's when you do a water flip on a water bottle, and you land it on my dong.
Correct.
Three balls, two bear buns, I remember. We did that before. You turn around, you drop trow, and someone kicks the ball
pinky,
at your...
Why did I say... What kind of Freudian slip was that? I take my pinky and put...
You really toss a lot right there about yourself.
I meant to say ping pong, not pinky.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, I don't know what a tortilla slap is.
There's a trend on TikTok where people are taking giant tortillas and slapping the crap out of the other person. Apparently, it hurts, and it makes a wonderful, fun sound, so...
Okay.
There's the tortilla slap.
And then breath of hot air.
No, that... Will you read that?
Oh, breathe of hot air. No, wait.
Breath of hat air.
What a fun word.
Now, let me explain breath of hat air.
I can figure it out already.
You're not on the show all week or every single break, and I was telling Spinny that I couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from. It wasn't my armpits. It wasn't my feet. Right. It wasn't anything. It's my hat.
Right.
My hat hasn't been washed since I've gone on a cruise, took it to the beach. It's my travel hat, and it stinks. So breath of hat air involves exactly what it sounds like. Covering your mouth and face with my hat and taking a deep whiff. Breath of hat air.
I do not want that one.
Okay.
Well, let's get up and let's drop some chips.
Let's drop some chips.
All right, guys. As I usually do, I'm over here in the corner of the studio. I'm going to take the red chip and drop it on the left-hand side of the board. Completely missed the board. There it goes. Jump.
Whiffed it. Here we go.
Towards the middle. Now back to left. Now back
to the
left.
Come on.
And, of course, I'll drop one on the right-hand side.
It is going. It's sliding. It is going to Lego crawl.
Oh, no. It's the Lego crawl and the dong plong.
We're going to do this on Wednesday. Wednesday's punishment involves pain. You can vote for which one Matt has to do. The dong plong, Lego crawl, at just Matt and CJ on Instagram. The stash is back, baby. All thanks to Top Gun.
Now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
I saw Top Gun.
Yay!
Whoa, the original?
I saw Top Gun! No, Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
did you wear a flight suit? Did you go see it in the IMAX?
No, dude, I didn't do any of that. Even though it is funny, I have an old jacket that would look like a pilot's one. It's usually part of my costume for, like, it used to be an Indiana Jones costume jacket.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But no, we barely got into a theater to see it because it is still, we've been trying to go for 3 weeks now.
Really?
Had to sit in the first two rows.
Oh,
so
man.
You're like, you know how stressful that is. And we didn't go to one of the newer Alamo draft houses. We went to the oldest one.
Classic.
I'm not going to trash it and tell you which one, but so the seats are all janky and it was rough. Point being, Top Gun was awesome. I'm not going to try to spoil too much, but okay. I will say that there are some amazing moments in it. There are some corny moments in it.
Of course.
You are going to cry when you see Iceman, because I don't think that's a spoiler that Val Kilmer's in this.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It is an intense movie, and I'm going to say this. I'm not going to put it on any, like, Oscar list. I think a lot of people might. But it's definitely worth seeing in the theaters. It's dumb. It's funny.
For
it's
the got nostalgia.
It's got all the cliche moments. Mm-hmm. You could almost say it's a sort of remake of the original. Man, the flying, the sound, the like stuff, it's just incredible, and it's peak Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise.
Good.
And I'm gonna say I don't like him, and I think it's because a lot of that Scientology stuff that's come out over the years. But damn it, that son of a bitch swept me into this.
Yeah. There's some roles he's born to play. Like, I think he's good at doing this sort of stuff, or like people that are like a little off, a little crazy or a little wacky. So
that's
Maverick for sure.
He's definitely that, and just being a fly boy. But man, if you like those, it's got like the jingoistic, patriotic kind of moments, but it's still it hooks you and it reminds you of maybe being a kid and kind of watching these sort of movies. It makes you excited. Like, as soon as we were done, we walk out and there's like scooters all around.
Aww.
And I wanted to hop on a scooter and just like, I wanted to go
ride
race.
In the wind.
I wanted to go do go-karts or something like
there
that.
There weren't just military recruiters waiting out there for you guys. Hey, you guys want to sign up?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea. I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
Man, it's kind of funny that you're talking about Top Gun this way of like, oh, nostalgia and love and patriotism. I've never seen the first Top Gun, but the only reason why I want to see the first Top Gun is so I could see the second, just because I want to see Miles Teller's mustache.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Everybody talks about how fantastic it is, and I don't know if you know this, but people my age, because, not even kidding, this isn't even a joke, this is legitimate, because of this new Top Gun movie and Miles Teller in particular.
He did a great job kind of looking like Goose, or being his son. Looked at me like, damn, they almost did it too much.
Yeah, he was almost too perfect. Everybody my age, all the dudes are now getting the Miles Teller mustache.
Hell yeah.
And so the stash, the 80s porn stash, is coming
back. It's coming back.
And it's coming back strong. And, you know, I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all.
I was a big mustache dude in like 2013.
Yeah.
It was my thing because that was when there was another kind of like Tom Selleck stash renaissance.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. yes,
and
yes.
I can just grow hair, but then it kind of, I feel like it faded, but now I'm excited if the youth are thinking mustaches are cool.
It does freak me out.
I'm going to bring it back.
It does freak me out, though, a little bit, because I used to be very anti-stash on guys that I dated because my father has a mustache, and he's literally had the same mustache since he's been with my mom.
So it's weird looking at a dude with it, and also just kissing a stash sometimes.
Because I'm just like, that looks like my dad. But now that I have another person to associate a mustache with, which
Perfect.
Is Miles Teller, now I'm looking at it in a new light where I'm like, oh, you look sexy like Miles Teller.
Just wait till you see him shirtless.
Not, oh, you look sexy, but you look like my dad. So now I can separate the two, and I'm
happy
about it.
Probably the most important part of this nerd report is the stash is back.
The stash is back, boys.
Oh, man. I will say that I have a couple of criticisms of the movie. This isn't going to spoil anything.
Yeah.
Number one, there's a weird intro before the movie where Tom Cruise comes and says, "We've been waiting forever. I'm so excited you get it." And it's almost like a weird ego-serving thing. And he's very like...
Oh, of course.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
It almost reminds me of when
Puppets.
He was on Oprah. The next thing I will say... there's not a lot of moments you can get up and go to the bathroom. I always try to find a bathroom moment in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little long. Mm. But I will say the action, when they finally get to like the fighting and stuff at the end, it's worth it to stay. So hold your TT and definitely go see it in theaters if you can. Especially if it's an IMAX. Hell yeah, hell yeah. So yeah, Top Gun. Woo!
Woo! Mustache.
He's like the store brand of funny. CJ Morgan. CJ Morgan on 101X.
Emily, you have a secret swimming place and you haven't told us about it?
Hey. Calm down. No, I have not, but I'm still not going to tell anybody because it's still very close to my heart.
It's still secret.
It's still very secret. I'm not even going to tell you the area. I mean, hint, I live in North Austin, so that's a big hint. There's a lot of options over here.
Just Walnut Creek, and that's swimming where all the highway runoff is.
Yeah, no, I won't tell you, and you might know of it, and you might be like, ew, that's disgusting, but I'm a disgusting human who just likes water, and I'll splash on anything at this point. As long as there is water, which is what the issue was. So
this has to be like a spring or a rain runoff?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want you to spoil it.
It's connected to nature in some form.
Real descriptive.
But I really like going. I actually found it a few years ago. I think almost 3 years ago now.
Wow.
I had a friend come into town from Colorado, and we wanted to find somewhere to swim. Actually, it was at the beginning of COVID, so when everybody was doing outdoorsy things because they thought that that's going to, you know, be safe. So
that's also when there was a pool shortage. You could not buy a kiddie pool or anything anywhere.
And so I was just desperate for water, desperate to go outside. So we went hiking and I found this little area and we were like, wait, can we swim here? And we were like, this is like the perfect swimming area. It's kind of like a little pool already, basically. But it's running water and it has like waterfalls and stuff like that. And we were like, well, why don't we just like do it? And then ever since then, I've been going to this place. We actually nicknamed it.
I was about to ask. I was just thinking, like, did you guys give it a name?
It's called Cicada Creek. That's what we call it.
You hear the...
And my friend, who was actually originally from New York but lived in Colorado, he heard them and he's like, what are those things? And I was like, those are cicadas. And he's like, I have no idea what that is.
It means it's hot outside.
Yeah. So we named it Cicada Creek. But I've been going there the past couple of summers, never had an issue.
Yeah, it's your cool place. Yeah. It sounds awesome.
Some people have found it. Somebody added a rope swing. It's perfect. But I wanted to go last night. And so I had my friend and I said, hey, I have this really cool spot. Like, put your
secret
swimsuit
stuff
on.
Let's go.
Let me educate you. We go, we drive, we do our little mini hike to get there. And for the first time ever, it's dried up, like completely. And this is a big body of water. So I was really confused at why it's that dry.
That
I've,
is a
I've
bummer.
Never
well,
seen
welcome
it that
to the
dry.
Drought. I'll okay. say there's.
No, but it's super bad. And this was, like I said, this body of water, it was constantly flowing and like it was kind of a big pool. So I never imagined it to ever be dry because it was a significant amount of water.
I wonder if it is a spring that maybe they've diverted somewhere or if it was just like the creek's just straight up dried up.
There was some remnants of water being there. There was algae still on the rocks.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
there was like this one little tiny, like, peewee size
but it
stream.
Clearly just can't be rain fed because even in the last couple of years we've had some dry situations in summer.
I have no idea what's going on, and now I don't know where a good secret spot to swim is.
I'm gonna start looking for a backup.
I know. There's I had a friend that showed me like hiking areas out by Spicewood over in West Austin, kind of like the Bull Creek area, which now even, I mean, you can't go to Bull Creek because it's so packed. And occasionally when it gets low, you can get those rashes on you. But like there's a place called Secret Beach in East Austin that I think is kind of part of the Colorado River or a runoff. And it, again, like you park in a neighborhood, you kind of hike to get there. Mm-hmm. But Secret Beach, it's no longer secret.
Yeah.
Secret Beach is going to be packed. Of course, you've got like Krause Springs, which is a drive, but it's also going to be packed and they cap how many people can come in. Barton Creek, always
packed.
No matter what part of the creek you are, the springs itself, the lower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's a good place to swim?
That's the thing, now like all of these other people are moving here and they're finding out all of my secret spots. And I'm like, hey, go away. Stop that. Stop. Yeah. Go, go swim in Town Lake, like all of the outsiders who keep getting rashes.
Which
don't
is also
do
you shouldn't
you
swim
should,
in Town
you should
Lake.
Not
well,
swim in Town Lake,
I saw we were driving over one of the bridges. And when I used to kayak a lot, I would rent them from, you know, the little place right off Barton Springs.
Yeah.
Go down the spring, go in Town Lake, kind of post up on
Lady
a bridge
Bird
and jump at
Lake.
Lady Bird.
Sorry
one.
For
no
all of you out
that,
of town.
All the new people.
Yeah.
But I would kind of jump and swim there. But there was a lady like with her kid in a life jacket, and they were kind of swimming and having fun like out in the middle. And you're not supposed to swim in there because there's a lot of like debris.
It's gross.
There's a lot of the highway runoff. It's you're not supposed to swim there.
Pretty gross.
But
you don't want an open wound for sure when you get in there. You're like, get a fresh wound.
If that's definitely me. Yeah. A lot of scabs and open wounds anywhere. But yeah, I want to know a good secret swim spot. That's great. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
I'll keep doing research.
My number one is a friend's apartment pool.
Right.
I'm running out of friends with apartment pools.
Yeah.
Emily won't let us tour pool yet, so
I mean,
exactly.
We'll
we're not close friends, quote unquote.
If I give up, then maybe
give us your secret Austin swim spots, and don't say San Marcos because again, that's also packed as hell.
Yeah.
Good news, Texas French bread set to possibly return. Not just possibly, they're actually making plans to return. If you recall, the classic Texas French bread, which is right off, I think, Rio Grande, right in the heart of campus. Burned down back in maybe January.
Yeah.
They did a GoFundMe. A lot of people donated to help cover the, basically payments for a lot of their employees and stuff like that. It's an Austin classic.
And, yeah.
Yes, Texas French bread are officially coming back. They plan to resume limited operations, essentially, for the big kind of commercial operations. They leased a commercial kitchen. So they're going to be able to continue to cook, and you can take orders and stuff like that. Though they're not sure if they'll be able to come back to the original location because the fire damage was so bad.
That structure fire, it was pretty intense.
Pretty intense. And I also don't think they owned the property. Sorry to speak out my ass here. This is usually the segment where we do Austin-centric news.
It was like your half-ass history. It's just half-ass news.
Half-ass news.
Nincompoop news.
Spencer, that's very good.
How do you like that?
I liked it very much. Let's start all over again.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news coverage.
It's nincompoop news, and bread is on the rise.
Yeah, wow.
It always feels like there's just kind of bummers in the news and stuff like that. And again, it's the most salacious things that get people to pay attention. But I'm just excited that such a great place is coming back. So they've leased a space at Prep ATX, which is a commercial kitchen space, so they can go ahead and make orders and do stuff like that. Obviously can't come back to the original spot yet. But they did purchase some property next door. They're going to have a food truck.
Cool.
So at least in the meantime, you'll be able to go and support them and get some stuff like that. And in a time when so many Austin restaurants are closing and disappearing, and things especially around campus are about to change with the new whole rail system sort of thing they're about to do. RIP Dirty Martin's if it does close. But at least this place will be there. 2900 Rio Grande is where it was at. Fire crews declared it a total loss. They're still evaluating to see if the structure can even continue, if it can be salvaged. But again, in the meantime, this restaurant that's been around since the 80s will have a food truck and a commercial kitchen space. And if I see more something about it, I'll make sure to post, and I'll make sure to go buy you some bread, Spitty.
Thank you, dude. Spend
that dough on some bread.
The building might be lost, but their presence is still with us.
We interrupt this program bring you breaking news
sound
coverage.
What were you going to do?
I have one that's very like... We'll find it the next time. Either way, good news. Excited to see that. Caller, hi, hello, welcome to the CJ Morgan Show.
Yeah, dude, for sure, RIP Dirty Martins, they had the best cheese in town.
Mm.
But, dude, no more secret watering swimming spots, dude. I think we all got to resort back to cold showers to get a refresher.
Just fill up a bathtub, and that's where you're swimming.
Yeah,
it's a bummer. And again, like at least it's not as bad as the last 2 years where you can go and get a little swimming pool to fill up with water hose water and sit in the front yard. But yeah, everything's dry and it's empty.
And
yeah, man, I didn't even know there was a kiddie pool shortage or anything like that. That's
dude,
crazy.
during the peak summer of COVID.
Dude, yeah, people were just looking for things to do. Like, it just, because it was so boring.
Yeah.
Being stuck at home.
Stuck at home without a pool.
It was y'all that gave out that kind of like mini spreadsheet about hotels offering their pools up and stuff, right?
Yeah, but that was recently. But just kind of like where you can buy a day pass to go swim and whatnot.
Yeah, it's not really free, huh?
No, not free at all. So part of the thing that I did talk about is some apartments and some hotels. I don't know of any hotels now, but they'll do apartments especially will do like pool parties to try to entice people to move there. So that's kind of the angle to take. Or a lot of like neighborhoods, say if like KB Homes are building a new community, they'll show off their kind of center and their pool and they'll want people to come hang out. But you know.
They got the snow cone trailer hanging out.
Yeah, the food trucks and the crappy DJ spinning the ones and twos.
Yeah, it's not, they don't got you guys out there, so they're subpar.
They can't afford us. Actually, they wouldn't want us there. We're not the type of clientele you want to look at shirtless at all.
No.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call. Take it easy.
Later, dude.
Yeah, man. Todd, stay cool.
Oh, we will. We will be. Have I told you the story, Spencer, of how for like a year and a half there was the... So our sister station, which is actually beating us in the ratings, they're number one. We're number two, though. Anyhow, they do a Santa in July thing, and they give away random gifts you can win on air. And one of them was this like pool that's about... It's a huge swimming pool. It's a portable one. It's one of those outdoor pop-up ones, but I mean, it's like 5 foot deep. It's big enough to where you would have to kind of landscape and put sand down and stuff like that. That son of a bitch sat in the closet here, the radio station prize closet, for a year, which is right behind my office. And I would look at it every day on my way home, and I would kind of text my friend group, because during COVID, I only hung out with like a very small, close friend group. So it was six of us. But I was like, man, I'm going to steal this. I'm going to take this pool.
So tempted.
Oh, yeah. But could you imagine if that's how I'm fired 15 years in radio and it's security camera of me
wheeling out
a pool?
Yo, yeah, you got to put it on the dolly.
In the back of my car. Probably have to get someone to help me. And that bitch was, it was giant. I do wish I had done it. But the only problem is my fiance was like, one, hell no. Two, you would really have to put so much effort into digging and filling sand.
It's going
to
kill your grass wherever you put that.
It's going to kill all the grass. And on top of that, after I put out all that effort to put it up, you know I'm not taking it down.
No.
I'm leaving it up.
It's going to be there for years.
But you know what happened?
Like Christmas lights.
You know what happened a few months after the COVID summer where we were all looking for a place to swim and everywhere was closed? The big freeze.
Oh, yeah.
And the big freeze ruined everyone's swimming pool. So karma would have paid me tenfold for that. I would have had a busted, frozen pool in my backyard.
That's a good thing, man.
You know,
it's a good thing
I didn't steal something from my office. Did you know?
Dang, dude.
That was a lot of effort into that one.
I heard Spinny do that off air, and I got excited about it. I got excited about Did You Know? Because it is five random facts that are true because you heard them on the radio. Did you know it would only take 98 people to form and populate a completely new colony on another planet? And now I'm frustrated because that is a very specific number, and I need to know the reasoning.
It's very vague. I also, I need to know how. First of all, they're not going to either turn to cannibalism like we've seen in some models, like in Weird Wired. But
I guess they're going to be doing it a lot. 98 people is the right amount of people to...
How about 69 people?
That's us thinking. did you know...
Tell me.
The shortest international commercial flight takes you between two Caribbean islands, St. Martin and Anguilla. Yeah. Anguilla...
You got it.
I thought that was going to be Antigua, but it's not.
Anguilla?
Is that how you say it? Angula?
Arugula.
I can't see what you're reading, so...
just know I'm right.
Okay.
we'll find out on Actually Friday. It's 12 miles and it takes 10 minutes, the shortest international flight. Did you know...
Here we go.
The largest cast iron statue in the world is a statue of Vulcan, the Roman god, and it's actually in... Not Italy. Birmingham, Alabama.
Woohoo.
It was made for the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, and it weighs 100,000 pounds. Yeah, I bet that's heavy as crap. Did you know the biggest American city is Sitka, Alaska? It's huge, 2,870 square miles. That city, that township, is twice the size of Rhode Island. And you know why it would kick ass to live there?
Because you don't see anybody. There's only, what, 400 people?
I mean, 9,000, but okay. Yeah, that's still, if you divide that square mile by 9,000 people, you are not seeing anyone. That is a huge township.
Why did they decide to make the township that big?
I have no... I wonder if it's, like, situated around some kind of mountainous area to where maybe people are close. I don't know. That's very random. Very weird. Again, did you know is not about investigating these mysteries.
No, I'm sorry. It's just the fact and that's it.
Just the fact and that's
it. My apologies.
You got to Google it yourself.
Okay.
You know who I'm pissed at today? Our president. You heard correctly, today's person behaving badly, Joe Biden, our president. You know why I'm mad at him?
No, I'm sorry.
He fell over on his bike.
Oh, good. I mean, is he okay?
hopefully so. Here's a little clip of it. So, President Joe Biden was riding his bike across a crosswalk. People were talking to him. He stops, he brakes, comes to a complete stop.
Oh, no.
And then just falls over and eats it.
Perfect.
And here's why he's today's person behaving badly. Is because this has started an entire another round of annoying political fights. This has now become a bipartisan issue, and it pisses me off.
I'm glad I've mostly ignored all this until coming in here to work today. Fill me in on what's going on exactly.
I'm glad you ignored it, too, because it's very frustrating. The internet gets so annoying and so chippy and so much into fighting over dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
People are like, he should have tucked and rolled. Some people are like, nah, he should have put his hands out to brace.
I wish it was just...
it's not even political.
I wish it was that simple.
Me too.
I wish it was.
I know, they're just like, God.
Here's the main thing. It's funny.
Yeah.
The president of the United States fell over on his bike for seemingly no reason. That in itself is funny.
That's classic Americana. America's funniest home video stuff.
We should all laugh at that.
Yes.
It's good. It's perfect. But the right, the conservatives, the especially hardcore ones are like, this is just more proof that he has dementia. No, old Joe Biden, Brandon, he can't even ride a bike. And then you have the left that's like, well, actually, Trump couldn't even, like, get on a bike, so at least, like, and it just goes off in so many directions from there, because what should be something funny, a rich man, a professional politician, an old white dude fell over.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know what's more funny than that? Getting kicked in the nuts, and that's about it.
Oh,
seeing a president.
Not if he received the kick, but yes, I agree.
Watching it on video.
Now, if someone walked up and kicked him in the nuts right after,
that would have been gold.
I think that would have brought America together.
Hopefully so.
No, it wouldn't.
But it's just like in all this crap going on right now, we're in a recession, which was inevitably going to happen. There's inflation. There's the Ukraine. There's.
People just want to fight about stuff now, man. I think the internet's ruined us.
They have. And that's why it's not their fault. It's Joe Biden's fault. Had he not fallen over, we wouldn't have had this. But simply, people should have just laughed. They should have. It's
right.
Funny. It's funny that he fell over. I don't care if you voted for him in your lifetime, hardcore Democrat. That's funny.
Yes.
Right wingers. That's not an own. That's not a dunk on the libs. That's not proof that this president's incompetent. It's funny. That's it. Today's person behaving badly.
ADD Radio. CJ Morgan on. Wait.
101X. Is your reality getting ready to be more really than real?
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
Most radio shows have a tech report. We have Weird or Wired with Matt Bearden.
Yeah, Butterscotch, Starburst, Hollow Cake 2, Mirror Lake. Do you know what all those things have in common?
Well, I guess since we're talking about reality, they're things that aren't real.
No, well, sort of, yeah. They're okay. All different VR headsets that Meta is trying to develop.
Okay.
And Mark Zuckerberg, that not completely human, he is trying to show off a bunch of these different VR headset prototypes. He wants people to get excited. They really want you to be excited about the metaverse.
Yeah, they really want us to completely tune out and just have a headset where we live in, what's that game, Second Life, that all the divorced moms used to play?
Man. Yeah, exactly. Weird. Yes, Zuckerberg, kind of over the weekend stuff, has been doing this round table, if you will. And he's got all these designs. I mean, tons of different designs. I guess there's different teams at Meta working on different VR hardware systems. They really say, you know, display tech is kind of what's slowing them down. They can develop these worlds, but how we interact with them and see them is kind of the sticky point right now. So they're really pushing toward that. They have developed some new things, eye tracking software. So it can actually...
Your eyeballs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So inside, there's a little camera inside that's watching where your pupils are looking.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, helps this augmented reality as well. There's also new outward-facing cameras because, like I said, there's virtual reality, which is you're in a completely virtual world. And then there's the augmented reality, which is the cameras are filming, like, this studio here, but I could also see, you know, other players in the sitting in this room, even though it's using the camera to see the... Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's if I had one on now, instead of it, the background being the radio studio and me looking at Spencer and Matt, I'm looking at you two, but the background might be a set of beads.
Or it might be just this very background, but then you would put other people inside of it. Like that way, for a Zoom meeting...
A meeting would be more...
Right. Here's the deal with all of this. They're pushing it so hard. But still, the idea is it's really just kind of adverse immersive video gaming, and it still doesn't speak to me yet. I mean, I guess there's also immersive porn, but I mean, it's just not still it speaking to me. Like, what?
Yeah.
If you want me to get really excited about VR, make it something better than it is right now. So,
and everyone looks like Wii characters currently. It's not like it's super developed.
Yeah.
Have you seen regular looking people? Wouldn't you rather everyone look like
cartoons? Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah. When was the last time you went to HEB and looked around? Yeah. Anyway, they're pushing this. They still want me to get excited, and I'm still going to just call this one weird.
The best and worst Father's Day gifts, according to dads. Hey, it's Clickbait Corner, and yesterday was Father's Day.
Whoa.
And I found some internet listicle sites that listed the best and the worst Father's Day gifts. None of us are dads, but I'm sure we all like to get something for our PPAP every now and then, right?
PPAP. I used to call my dad Dida.
Dida?
Yeah.
Dida.
Isn't that cute?
I don't think I've ever had a nickname for my dad other than Pa or Old Man.
No,
and he often calls me the boy or boy, like from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's kind of been our thing.
My dad used to call me Booger Bear. So we had Dida and Booger Bear.
You shouldn't have told us that, Booger Bear.
I know.
I kind of like Booger Bear.
Dang it, that was supposed to be a secret.
Now it's on the radio.
Oh, no.
Here we go. The best and worst Father's Day gifts on Clickbait Corner. Let's start with the worst, according to dads. A world's best dad mug, or any sort of world's best dad thing.
Yeah.
Because it's corny. They don't want to be seen with it, but you know what? If your kid gets you that crap, you gotta take it to work.
Yeah.
You gotta wear it.
I do like mugs, though. Mugs are a good dad gift.
A good thing? Okay.
Until you get them too many, and then there's no cabinet space, and then,
Socks.
Really?
Socks are just a very, I guess... boring gifts.
Save them for birthdays or Christmas. This is Father's Day.
Father's Day, you get one gift.
Yeah.
So you got to pick something good. Along that is a necktie. Dads, I guess, don't like neckties. That also seems like a very
80s. It's a dated thing, yeah.
That's for all dads working in the stock market.
Working in the office, we've got a houseplant. I guess that's just the cliche that dads are not good at...
taking care of plants.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love plants.
I don't know. He likes to mow the lawn. That's the opposite. That's destroying
house plants indoors. Yeah, mowing is destroying. Yeah. a fish plaque or any other sort of corny joke.
Wait,
yeah.
Not the little talking fish? You don't like the singing? What's his name? Singing fish?
This is the clickbait. I don't know. Now, let's go to some of the best Father's Day gifts. I'm going to tell you right away, some of this crap's expensive. So, obviously, it's over the top. But
dads aren't worth it.
We've got grill / smoker or any kind of barbecue equipment.
Well, yeah.
You're dropping $500 on that. Maybe when they say barbecue equipment, it's like a new kind of lighter.
Spatula.
Or I got a thermometer for Christmas, and I was really excited about having a meat thermometer.
Sort of basting, like brush.
Lawn equipment also kind of expensive, and I would argue that when it comes to grill and lawn equipment stuff, that those are the sort of gifts, like, when if I try to get my dad something like that,
you're not going
to
get the right one.
He knows what he wants. Mm-hmm. And right. Same with Lisa's father. Like, it's very hard to find stuff that impresses him. But what we did recently impress Lisa's dad with, we got him a solar charger that has multiple ports for when he goes hunting and stuff like that and camping, and it's the battery power is insane in this
thing. That's so cool.
And
engineer, so like right away he starts looking up the specs and he's like, oh, this is perfect. So there you go.
Aww.
A nice dinner out.
Yeah.
Going out and eating. Dads love to eat.
That's a very broad state. Everyone likes to eat.
This is the best and worst Father's Day gifts. We're currently going through the best here on Clickbait Corner, and now we're back to socks.
So they don't like socks, but they like socks.
I guess so. I guess dads have different opinions.
Well, I was like, there's nothing that beats a good-ass sock, you know what I mean?
Especially when you run low or you're missing something. Like a new comfortable sock is absolutely great.
I love goofy socks, and I feel like guys these days love like to wear dress pants, and then they pull their pants up a little bit to show off their goofy socks, and they're like, oh, you want to talk about these? Like,
I got Spencer some goofy socks. It had bees on them.
Oh, yeah. He
gave them back to me.
Oh, what?
They didn't fit. They were these really long socks, and like they were just too small. They couldn't get around my
tiny feet.
I was like,
doesn't fit.
Well,
him.
I was like, I thought about it. I was like, maybe I'll give them to Emily, but I was like, is that weird? Because I don't know her that well yet.
Oh, yeah,
I was like, I just know that she likes socks. And but you were like, oh, I'll take it back.
I
was like,
okay.
Yeah, they don't fit me either, but now I've stretched them out.
I've got really big feet, too, so I'll take them.
Well, maybe they'll work. Yeah, I've stretched them. Lotto tickets, another good dad gift. I'm going to say lotto tickets are always a fun thing.
Yeah, it's like you don't spend anything on it as the dad, so you're not losing anything.
Yeah, but it's a game.
Last but not least, this might be the biggest thing. This is the best and worst Father's Day gifts. This is one of the best. Straight up, we'll have to ask Matt Bearden about this. A day away from the family.
Yes.
Just dad having a day away.
Dad doing dad time.
Sitting at home alone. There you go. It's Clickbait Corner, the best and worst Father's Day gifts. We're number two. I don't mean we're crap. I don't mean we're a piece of deuce, Spencer, but...
We're not?
The magical numbers by which our jobs are decided have officially come in for the last month. We're number two.
Cool.
That means only one radio station during this time is better than us.
We need a sound effect for that, I think, or something.
Okay, here it is. We're number two!
Oh, okay, I meant... Like, you know, professionally, but...
Okay, that's your job. You're the magnificent producer and creator.
Well, if you'd given me some heads up, I might have been able to get some ready.
Here's your heads up. We're number two!
All right.
There you go. we're only getting beat by one other radio station, and that's the good old Bob FM, our sister station that plays...
Oh, yes, the powerhouse.
Journey... Whitney Houston.
It's Bob FM.
Bob does everything.
They definitely play Begging You.
That's a 101X song. Do they really play that?
They play all the stuff,
man. They've even taken our music?
Yeah, they play all types, man. It's Bob FM, bro. You not heard of this?
That's not fair. That's literally cheating.
They get
cheating.
To play anything they want.
That's cheating.
Even
that
it was Sir Mix-a-Lot. I was there one day. And Baby Gop. Yeah.
My Anaconda don't want none unless you're on Bob FM, hon. That's not fair. But I'm excited, but it's a weird thing because we've talked about before how when you get out of a depression and you're like, I'm in a really good mood, I'm happy, then suddenly you're like, uh-oh, but what's going to happen when I'm depressed again? So you can't even enjoy the good moments. Or if you're on vacation, you can't enjoy vacation because you're thinking about, well, when's work? And like with this, old program directors, the people in charge of the radio stations, used to say, like, we don't have a funeral when things are bad, so we're not going to have a party when they're good. But I almost feel like we should tell people, hey, we're doing good. Thank you to our fan for listening.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
And for collecting.
I had to edit that out. Do you know why? We cannot talk about the magical system of how we are judged.
Oh.
Because essentially they'll extort us. They already extort us. They make us pay to see how we're doing. We don't get the info for free. We have to pay for it. We have to subscribe to it. And on top of that, I've been told by mathematicians that the plus minus on this,
the
statistical margin of error is so ridiculous that this kind of thing would never be taken seriously in any kind of
any scientific
study or anything like that. But hey, we could get fired next month if we're bad, if we're down to like number 15.
So that means we aren't doing good.
No, we're doing okay.
Okay.
We're number two. All right. And you know what's also kind of funny about this?
No.
You and I are the only ones in the building right now. There's no one else here.
Oh.
We can go over to that little Bob FM studio and we can unplug that song, bitch.
Oh, man. Let's upload the fart sounds and I'm just going to plug them all in.
But then it turns out that that's what makes us popular is our dumb sound effects and then they win.
Bob just skyrockets.
We can turn everyone else off and it'll just be us. Only, always, forever. But anyhow, we're number two.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the CJ Morgan Show on KROX FM, Butte, Austin. 101X.